Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is End Times in America returning to Blog Talk Radio after a long time. But the fact is, lots has happened. America has changed. I don't know that the title End Times in America sounds so crazy these days. When I started this program, nobody wanted to call anything End Times in America. I have a guest with me today who's going to help me with the program. And my guest is Roxanne, and she has been spending some time with me and other women. I hate to say only women, but that's what's going on right now, studying end times. And Roxanne, what are your thoughts about end times in America?
Well, hello, everybody. I just want to say, and Christy, I'm going to tell you, it is here. It is here, and it is undeniable. You see everything that is going on now in politics, in the social realm. There is no denying this at all.
You know, I think one of the reasons that I thought it was so important to start talking about end times in America years ago, when I wrote my book, I finished it up in 2001 and 2002, it was in 2004. That's still almost 20 years ago now. But I thought it was so important because I was concerned that Christians, the people who are expecting the return of Jesus, the people that believe in the Bible, were completely unconcerned about events in our country that were showing us that we were entering into the end times. They were unconcerned, Roxy, about what was happening around the world. In fact, most of them didn't know anything about what was going on. And what they said to me was, we don't need to worry about that, because we're going to be raptured before any of that happens. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Americans especially live in their own bubble, and they have no idea what goes on around the world. And as we see Christians persecuted in the Sudan, in Uganda, in so many countries around the world, they say that can't happen here. That's just, no, it's been, it's definitely happened here, and it's starting to come close to home. No, we're not being beheaded at the moment, but we are absolutely being shut down. And, but in America, it's more going to happen socially as the proverbial frog in the boiling water. It's going to happen slow. They're infiltrating us through our churches.
Well, Roxanne, let me ask you, and I don't want to stump you with this,
yes,
but what do you mean they are infiltrating us? What do you mean by that?
When I say they, I mean two parts. I mean this elite group. We can call it the New World Order. We can call it a one world government. We can call it the shadow government, the deep state. And on the other hand, we have Islam. It is happening. This, what I would call I'm just going to call it the one world government. And that is what is happening right now. It is utilizing all of these social issues with
go ahead. But you know what, Roxanne, I don't disagree with you. I was just trying to give you a chance to finish your thoughts. But the truth is, what we're dealing with is a spiritual war.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
that's what's behind all of this is what we would call the Antichrist spirit.
Yeah. And so when people are concerned about a one world government, it isn't that we all wouldn't love to have peace and love all over the world. I mean, everybody would like that at some point. Even Muslims say, well, once we eliminate all the Christians and Jews, we'll have peace all over the world. So it isn't that that's not a universal desire. The problem is, how can that be done? And that is the why that people believe that it could actually be done outside of what the Bible says is the return of Jesus Christ and his kingdom on earth. So everybody wants this one world government. They want everybody to be safe, to have enough food, to have everything that they need, to have peace and love. Boy, do we hear this a lot, especially with people who are completely anti-Christ.
Yes, and that lie is being sold, but they forget one important thing, and they're oblivious to the actual truth, the Word of God truth. The one thing they're forgetting is that we are all dead outside of Christ. We have, because we are born in sin, we are all wretched, dirty rags. There's no way for there to be peace and harmony and unity outside of Christ.
You know, the Bible makes it clear, and it says, what fellowship does darkness have with light? That is the same thing. How can death and life mix together? They can't. You're either alive or you're dead. There's either darkness or there's light. And when there's darkness and the light begins to come, the darkness begins to flee. We have this obvious in front of our face, and yet we don't understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he is the light of the world. So without Jesus, the world will continue to become more and more dead. People more and more dead, more and more tragedies, more and more crises. But the point that God allows these things is so we can wake up and realize that he wants us to be in his kingdom. And his plan for the world is a real new world order, but it isn't a new world order. It's a new kingdom of God that he wants you, I, and every other person to be a part of, but you must be born again.
Amen.
You know, Yusama, I work with Yusama Dagdag a lot. I've learned a lot about Islam there, but one of the problems that I think we have, as you brought up, is not realizing that Christians in other countries have never been able to buy into this idea that the rapture was going to come before the tribulation, so don't worry about it. You don't even need to study your Bible. Who can understand the book of Revelation anyway? And that has been the mantra of many who have been even in the pulpits in America.
Yes.
They've talked about social problems, and they've talked about financial security. They've talked about things that are nice, but they have forgotten that we have a world of Christians all over the world who are dying for their faith in Jesus, who are living in tribulation even now, and the great tribulation. I do not know for sure if people realize when you read the scripture, there is nothing that says a great seven-year tribulation, nothing. That is not in the Word of God. It does talk about great tribulation. The 7 years comes from scripture that tells us that the Antichrist will be in power in the earth for 7 years. It lists it out as 42 months and 42 months, or 3.5 years and 3.5 years. That adds up to 7 years. But that is the rule of the Antichrist.
Right.
But the Bible also tells us that we would have great tribulation, that there would be a time of Jacob's trouble, that there will be woe on the earth until Christ returns, and that these things would increase like birth pains before the birth of a child. So while we're seeing all these things happen around the world, Christians dying for their faith, do not think that you're going to help them by telling them, don't worry about this. Jesus is coming before anything bad happens. And I'm thankful, Roxanne. It seems like more Christians are waking up to this. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's sad. Americans, thankfully, we have the Constitution. We have freedom of religion here. And so we have been free to worship God, to praise God, to practice our faith. But everywhere else in the world, this is not so. And because we are in this, Americans are so materialistic. It's sad to say, but that's what we've been conditioned to be, and we're in our own little world. And I think, though, because we are now, with the way politics has gotten so heated, and everybody is constantly on their phones, on YouTube, on Facebook, they're finally getting out there and in their faces. And they're coming to understand, oh, wait, what is happening over here? I saw a video of this. And so we're able to get this stuff out, and it's actually coming in front of them, and they are waking up, I believe. I know personally some friends that are actually, I did not know this. Oh, my goodness. Why didn't I know about this? And
you know, you speak about politics, and I want you to know that my last program that I did on End Times in America was talking about the inauguration of Donald Trump. And the year 2017 was a year when, in America, hope came back that we could stop the tide of the evil that was coming on our country through the globalist agenda, the elitist agenda. You know, Roxanne, Donald Trump is an enemy of those who want to create a one-world government. That's
absolutely
why he's in so much trouble. But I will tell you, there's a lot you can read. Some of it is current. I'll tell you, there's a great book by Alex Jones called The Great Reset. I think Glenn Beck also wrote a book with a similar title. Then,
yes,
back in 1991, a book came out. There was a report to the CIA, Story of the Committee of 300. This is a book that you can obtain now, I think, God willing, by Dr. John Coleman. He outlined what was being done by the global elitist to dismantle the world as we know it and bring it into a one-world government under their control and for their benefit, their economic benefit, their power benefit. It's like we got to bring all these people like sheep into a locked gate, a locked fence where they can't cause too much trouble. And trust me, all of this stuff with the Green New Deal, all of these things with now I guess it's Agenda 30, all these things, that's what they're focused on. A couple of other books from years back, Behold a Pale Horse, by William Cooper, and even a book by a leftist who was leaving the progressive agenda. This was back in, published in, I believe, the 1960s or early 70s. The book came out in 1971. After examining the left and the radical things they were doing, this book came out called The New Left Trojan Horse. And this book was written by Philip Avin Luce. And he was saying why he wanted to get out of the Democrat Party, why he wanted out. He called their ideas a Trojan horse, and there's good reason for that. This was all begun years ago. This didn't just start. It's just now the fruit of this wicked root and tree is coming to show. What do we have? In our day, Roxanne, can you imagine, even a few years ago, maybe when your children were young or when my kids were younger and getting married, did you ever imagine that you would have a time when children were being told they didn't know if they were male or female? Did you ever imagine a time when we would have people going into the school dressed as Dairy Queens, we like to call them, and sharing a children's story hour? The dancing and the perversion that children are being exposed to is it's never happened in America, but it isn't the first time it's happened. This happened in the time of Noah. This happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. This happened in Tower of Babel, where people were so busy deciding they knew better than God.
Yeah.
It happened in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
This has always been Satan's plan. And we need
God.
Yeah, we need to wake up. Fortunately, in one way, it's only going to get worse. I pray when Donald Trump was elected, because like I said, I've been talking about this since 2001 and previous.
Yes.
That's just when I was finishing my book. But the truth is, we are seeing times where the corruption is so great that if Christ does not return, there might not be a generation left to even receive him. He even says that. He said, when I return, will I find faith in the earth? That's what's going on. Faith is being destroyed. Man is elevating himself. He's putting his wisdom above God's wisdom. He's putting his will above God's will. And Christ is not going to stand for this, because he wants to preserve those youngsters. He wants to preserve the life and the welfare of the creation that he made. You don't need to worry about saving the earth. You don't need to save the earth from pollution and CO2 and all of this stuff. That's not what we need to save the earth from. We need to save souls. We need to reach souls for Jesus Christ. And guess what? Jesus Christ is taking care of his creation. He always had. And the lies that man could actually serve the earth. Do you know how ridiculous that is, Roxanne? God says he's going to destroy the earth with fire. Do you think man could stop that?
Absolutely not. You know, this idea that we can play God, the hubris in this is ridiculous. And I'm going to say the saddest part of all of this, but what was explained to us in Revelation and the other prophetic books is the church that is supposed to stop this, the church that is supposed to stand up against this, even the church is embracing some of this. We see the Episcopal faith embracing. They are
part of the Methodist Church.
Well, yes, the Methodist Church has fractured because they are allowing gay preachers. They're embracing this homosexual agenda. And then the Episcopals, they are blessing same marriages. You know,
some of the Methodists are too. And what I want to say is this is invading every denomination.
Every denomination. I only say these two because they're prominent in the news today. But let me tell you, it is invading every denomination.
It's coming that corruption of one sort or another, the denial of the word of God, even people saying, well, you know, this isn't really God's word. It was just written by people, which is a lie from hell. But I do want to say one more thing, and that is remember the parable of the 10 virgins who went out to meet Jesus. This has troubled me for a lot of years because I'm going, this is crazy. You got 10 virgins that go out to meet Jesus. Obviously, they knew Jesus was coming. But only 5 of them end up being received into the kingdom. That's something to be thinking about. As the word of God says, only 5 were wise. I want you to be aware that we're going to be producing another program, Roxanne and myself, and be watching for that on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be called 5 Are Wise, and we're going to talk about how in the end time, not everybody is going to actually meet Jesus even though they may be planning on going out to meet him, are they going to have enough oil in their lamps? Are they going to be ready when Christ says, enter in? Because if you're not ready when he says enter in, if you have to go get more oil from those who sell, which is an interesting part of the parable, while you're gone, the door's going to be closed. And we better be ready, completely ready, when the time comes.
Yes, it's heartbreaking to realize, Christy, that so many, quote, Christians, they believe that they are saved. They believe that they know Christ, when in reality they don't. They've been, so many scenarios, they've been sold a false doctrine. They're following false teachers. And sadly, they're not going to meet Jesus, and they think they are. And we have to get this truth out there that you cannot rely on one person telling you what the Bible says, or there's a key. Only you, the few who are special, know the truth. No, God wrote the Bible for all.
That's right.
You pray for the Holy Spirit to guide you. You will know. It's not a secret.
Well, we're going to end a little bit early today, but I wanted us to just open up with some thoughts, some ideas, and help people get ready in a new look. There's a lot of good teachers out there that are bringing up these issues about Bible prophecy and the end times. That's very different than a few years ago. But once we have an opportunity to share with others that, you know, the Lord will teach you. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will teach you and lead you into all truth. Don't rely on one person. Don't rely on just me. Rely on the Word of God. Rely on the infilling and the teaching and the acknowledgement that the Holy Spirit can give you with his wisdom. Not man's wisdom, godly wisdom. Roxanne, I'm going to end it. You have anything else you want to say before we go?
No, I just want to pray that everybody seeks the Lord truthfully and ask the Holy Spirit to guide them, and that you truly read the Bible for yourself, and that you study and pray and seek the Lord in everything that you do. I pray everybody has a blessed day, and that you tune in to our new show, Five Our Wise.
All right. Thank you. And Roxanne, I appreciate you being with me to put this initial program together. And we will hopefully be on again in about a week, maybe sooner. But keep looking for End Times in America and now the new program, Five Our Wise. We're going to have different people on there talking about their perspectives on the Bible. And we'll try to make sure that we get people on there that know Jesus and know what they're talking about when they speak on the Bible. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Have a blessed day.